Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're joined now by Jimmy Smith, who's the publisher of Tiger Details, as LSU will host Central Michigan tomorrow night. This after the opening loss to UCLA, then they beat McNeese 34-7 last week. Jimmy, how are you?
Doing well, guys. How are you doing this evening?
We are doing fine. I guess just give me a sense. It's hard to, you know, no, read too much into really. The UCLA game was tough, certainly from a lot of different vantage points. Expecting exactly that against McNeese. Give me a sense of what it's like up in Tiger Town for LSU football now from a fan's standpoint. Where are they mentally right now?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately for LSU and its fans, McNeese really didn't do much to curb the pain of the loss in the Sissy Blue Bowl. You know, that loss is still kind of lingering here for this team. No matter what LSU did against McNeese, it wasn't going to take that sting away. And unfortunately, this weekend might have the same result. If they beat Central Michigan and look good doing it, it's not really going to please anybody. Until this team gets in the SEC play and starts beating some of these other games coming up, Mississippi State, Auburn, nobody's going to look past that UCLA game. That game is still hanging over the heads of these players, these coaches, and these fans. And everybody's still a little disgruntled and uneasy and wanting to see more from this team.
Jimmy, is it because of the quarterback play? Is it offensive line play? I mean, because you feel like if you go out and you score 30-plus points in a game, then you should be fairly satisfied. But I do understand that there is a talent discrepancy here. So what will it take? Is it putting up 50 points? You know, is it the quarterbacks nearly going perfect? You know, what will it take outside of just SEC play?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's one thing the fans definitely want to see. Can this team block and protect its quarterback and get some things going in the running game? The biggest question coming into the season was the offensive line. They come out of camp a little dinged up in the first week. Early in the game, they lose their right tackle. So, I mean, they're playing with a lot of backups on that front right now, and you see it. And it's really hurting Max Johnson and his ability to step into some of his throws and go through his progressions. They're not getting any push in the running game. So I think for the fans really would just like to see a good performance from the offensive line. And then at that point, you can really give an assessment on Max Johnson. I think that the jury's still out on him, and a lot of people don't want to say that he's played below expectations because he hasn't had a lot of help in front of him. So fans just want to start getting some answers, right? How good is this team? Can our offensive line get better? Is our quarterback good enough to win some of these big games if he's protected? And they thought they had those answers coming to the season, and they were quickly realized in week one. There were still a lot of question marks that were going to be lingering over this team for a few weeks ahead.
Jimmy, and we know we want to let the Tigers fans and particularly Kevin Falk and his family on what they're dealing with, let them know that they're in our thoughts and prayers. But, you know, from the production from the running backs, how do you see that happening? And, you know, will Kevin be available tomorrow to be able to coach that team? Or, you know, where does that situation stand?
Yeah, it's my understanding that he will do his best to be there tomorrow. He expects to be there tomorrow. You know, he's a pro's pro, right? When you've gone through the career he has and played like you did, Deuce. You make a lot of sacrifices in your personal life, and football is your life. And he feels that those are his kids on that team, and he's got to protect them and be there for them. So I expect him to be there tomorrow. I think it'd be completely understandable if he wasn't dealing with the tragic loss of his daughter. And they need more production out of that group. I think they would be inspired with his presence. And this group moving forward, I mean, it doesn't look like the LSU backfield of old, right? I mean, going all the way back to the days of Kevin Falk with Rondell Mealy and all those guys they've had, and Cecil Collins, and just a slew of running backs that have come to this program since. None of the guys on the current roster, at least the ones that performed last year and the level that we've seen this year, look like they're in that ballpark or in that league. So they're really hoping some of these young guys step up. Armani Goodwin showed some flashes last week. He's walking around in a boot this week. Wouldn't be surprised if he's a no-go for this game Saturday, trying to get him ready for SEC play. Corey Kiner showed some flashes late in the game against a worn-out McNeese defense. I look to see him get some earlier touches in this contest. So they can see if they can rely on him in crunch time and in big moments in games going into SEC play. So definitely bad news for Kevin Falk. Really feel for him. Nobody should ever have to put their child in the ground like that, and it's unfortunate. But I do expect him to be there, and I expect his players to be inspired by his presence.
Jimmy, Max Johnson got some news that at least he won't have to really look over his shoulder too much, according to Ed Ogeron, that he doesn't expect Miles Brennan back until maybe, he kind of said midseason, but I was looking kind of that October 30th open week or maybe the week after Alabama. So if that holds true, and correct me if I'm wrong on the date on that, but at least Max knows that this next, you know, Central Michigan at Mississippi State, Auburn at LSU, at Kentucky, Florida, Ole Miss, you know, that's his opportunity.
Yeah, and there's a lot of opportunities there, you know, and I think that's got to be a little peace of mind for him coming into the season in the quarterback battle. You know, handed the job by default after Miles injures himself in an off-field incident. And 1 week into the season, everybody's already asking, well, who's this backup freshman we have, right? So, you know, I think it is a vote of confidence of sorts that he just knows that it is his job. For the remaining few weeks, he's going to have ample opportunities to prove his case that he is the starting quarterback for this team moving forward. As you stated, there's some big contests coming up that he's going to be in the huddle for. And so there's plenty of opportunities for him to find his comfort zone, to really take this team by the horns and really lead this program and answer a lot of the questions and prove a lot of the doubters wrong along the way. So I'm sure he's probably feeling better about a situation, knowing he has more weeks ahead to prove himself.
Yeah, when you think about it, because, I mean, let's assume LSU beats Central Michigan, so they're 2-1, and then it's five games, right? At Mississippi State, they host Auburn, at Kentucky, host Florida, at Ole Miss. I mean, you're almost to the point like, well, what is the record at that point if Miles does come back, right? I mean, you're kind of like, well, where are we at that juncture? You know, what are we doing? A lot can, you know, happen over the next five or six games. But, you know, the road ahead post-Central Michigan is not going to be an easy one.
No, it's not. And to be honest, I mean, a lot of people are probably going into that stretch of games with their jobs on the line, whether it be the quarterback, Max Johnson, or the head coach and some of the coaches and Ed Orgeron. I mean, I don't see this fan base sitting quietly if this team's 3-3 over these next six games. I don't anticipate, the new AD, Scott Woodward, Hollywood Woodward, sitting, you know, on his hands and just letting this thing burn down in front of him. I think if they come out of the Central Michigan game with a win and don't win against Mississippi State, that Auburn game could be a make-or-break game for either Ed Orgeron and or the quarterbacks and some other guys on that roster. I think these next 2-3 weeks are really going to tell us a lot about the future of this team. You know, who's going to be the coach on the back half of the season? Who's going to be your quarterbacks? All of these type of things. Is this offensive line, once it's healthy, going to be good enough? I think all these questions are really going to be answered in the next 3 or 4 weeks here. You know, if they were to win these next three, Central Michigan, Mississippi State, Auburn, certainly quiets a lot of the crowd, puts some water on those hot coals on Ed Orgeron's seat. He loses one of those games, and we're right back to where we are right now. And if he loses two of those games, I mean, that could be the end of the road. So it's going to be a very interesting next 3-4 weeks unfolding in Baton Rouge.
Jimmy, I got to ask you, I saw a report where Central Michigan, they won't even be able to fly in today. There was no hotels. So they're literally flying in tomorrow morning and turning around and playing. How weird of a situation is that? I've had to do it. We had to do it during Katrina. But how weird of a situation is that? And then where can people that don't know what you do, where can they find your work at?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would think it would be extremely difficult. I coach some youth football stuff, and we have to travel. And I know if we get in late one night or early the next day before an event, I mean, it's hectic for us, and we're playing touch football, right? So I can only imagine when you're a college football team, your whole schedule is thrown off. Your sleep schedule is thrown off. A lot of these guys have trouble going to bed on game nights. Now they've got to be up on an airplane first thing in the morning. Like, a lot, I imagine it would make things really difficult for the team. And I remember last time this happened, LSU, I think it was Tennessee came to town. There was a similar situation where their fans couldn't find hotels. And LSU took a pretty big whipping that day. So not to say that that's going to play out here, but it didn't hurt Tennessee years ago. But I would anticipate if that is indeed the case, and them arriving early tomorrow morning, that team's going to be a little jet lagged, and it's definitely going to affect them on the field. And if you want to follow anything we do at TigerDetails.com, it's part of the Rivals Network, cover any and everything LSU, baseball recruiting coverage, baseball coverage, basketball recruiting, football recruiting. We tap into all of it. Go to TigerDetails.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Jimmy Detail.
And Jimmy, Tiger fans are just, I was just kind of perusing some of the numbers and looking at the FBS rankings, and they are 82nd in FBS passing yards, 224th rushing yards, total yards 157th. I mean, it's just, that's just not something you can look at as a Tiger fan, and you're just not used to it. One, and two, it's like, it's, that's just unacceptable. I mean, it's just stuff you're not used to seeing.
No, I mean, and to think that we're only, what are we now, 12, 13 games removed from the 2019 showcase, right? And to go from that to this is really not fitting well with anyone. I mean, even in the worst of the Les Miles offense days, at least they had a good running game, right? At least they could do some things and control the clock and things of that nature. They're really not doing any of that right now. And it's really not sitting well with anyone, especially when you just saw what this type of talent is capable of. Yes, they don't have Jamar Chase, Terrace Marshall, Justin Jefferson, but there's a lot of future NFL receivers on that roster. There's a future NFL tight end on that roster. Like, there's enough options to where you could be dynamic within this offense. So, yeah, it's not sitting well with anybody. When you look at it statistically, it's really ugly, and it certainly doesn't represent what an elite program would look like once you look into the books.
Well, Jimmy, we appreciate your time as always. It's never a boring moment up in Tiger Town in Baton Rouge, and certainly we are two games into this season, and so it's amazing how fast things can change. We look forward to having you on in the future. We appreciate it again. Good luck in the future with all that you're doing with Rivals.com and Tiger Details.
Thank you, Mike. And take care, Deuce. Talk to you guys soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.